Welcome to the VOA's Century in Sound, an American's Perspective. I'm Adam Phillips. We human beings are a talkative, exuberant, often maddening bunch. We like to be noticed by our peers and leave our mark for future generations. For thousands of years, we've had writing, painting, and other ways to record our thoughts and feelings. But until recently, the sounds we made were lost forever as soon as they were heard. But all that changed with the invention of sound recording. The 20th century was unique in the way it enabled us to preserve the music, the historic speeches, the breaking news, and the feel of everyday life through its sounds. What you're about to hear is a montage of the sounds we made during this dramatic, extremely noisy century, according to my own limited perspective. You will notice some threads and common themes in this montage. You'll also hear some meanderings and apparent detours. If at times you find yourself wondering where you are, what time it is, and what all the sounds and voices mean, don't worry. The 20th century itself was a lot like that, too. And now, part one of VOA's Century in Sound, an American's Perspective.
I can sing you tender songs of love. I can transport you to the realms of music. I can call you to join in the rhythmic dance. I can sound.
Our aim is to control business, not to strangle. Our aim is to promote prosperity and then to see that prosperity is passed around.
The socialist movement is as wide as the world. What a madhouse the earth would seem today in the frenzied revelry of capitalism before the light the socialistic philosophy sheds upon it.
There was once a young man named White who it said could run faster than light. He set off one day in a relative way and returned on the previous night.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of us who began our labors at the operator's key 50 years ago can only urge upon our successors to realize the measure of their opportunities and to rise to the height of their responsibilities in this day of electricity.
An American army is fighting for you.
Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time, but someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and thick green light as under a green sea, I saw him drowning.
And we won't come back till it's over.
First my brother died, and then the baby, and that was she was a month old, and then my mother.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Watch out. Some love is fire, some love is rust, but the fiercest, cleanest love is lust.
Return to the saloon would mean the overthrow of civilization in our land. And I'll kick it as long as I've got a foot. And I'll fight it and punch it as long as I have a fist. I'll butt it as long as I have a head. Till I go
home. Here's a pitch, it's a slow curve low, and the babe swings. It's a long one going out toward right center. Stengel is backing up against the wall. He can't get it. It's in there. Another home run for the Bambino.
America, I love you, land of the pilgrims and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more. What of it we should worry?
I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. Ancient, dusky rivers, my soul has grown deep like the rivers.
I walk a million miles, or 1,000,000 miles, on my mammy.
I bestow the Distinguished Flying Cross upon Colonel Charles A. Lindbergh.
When I landed at Le Bourget, I landed with the expectancy and the hope of being able to see Europe.
We are on the top of the 86th floor of the Empire State Building, the highest point in the world today that can be reached.
If the market takes another slump, when a man walks into a hotel and requests a room on the 19th floor, the clerk asks him for sleeping or jumping.
They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread?
Our greatest primary task is to put people to work. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
Confidence and courage are the essentials of success. Let us unite in banishing fear. We have provided the machinery to restore our financial system, and it is up to you to support and make it work. Together, we cannot fail.
That old dust storm killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me.
I've sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground.
Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing.
It's alive! It's alive!
On the good ship, slowly pop it. We trip to a candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach and peppermints stay.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Wir wollen jetzt einmal ganz eiskalt und nüchtern die Interessen unseres Volkes verteidigen. 15 Jahre lang hat der Deutsche mit Weltbürgerei geträumt. Was hat er gehabt? Gar nichts.
Jesse Owens on the pole. 1,000 are away, and Jesse Owens from Galilee with Ralph Metcalf.
You dummer! Das geht nicht! Auch wir verlangen unseren Platz am Leben und an der Lebenswirklichkeit.
With
the rest of the international column and the fight for Madrid that they made, where we fought like true sons of the soil, that fascism never should reign.
This generation of Americans has a rendezvous with destiny.
You of the year 8113, consider kindly the life we led in 1937. We offer you our blessing.
I hereby dedicate the New York World's Fair of 1939, and I declare it open to all mankind.
Put your confidence in us. Give us your faith and your blessing. We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Goodbye, Mama. I'm off to Yokohama for my red, white, and blue, my country and you.
When the Fuhrer says, we is the master race, we heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer's face.
Hier spricht die Stimme Amerikas.
Don't sit under the apple tree of anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Hello, Louie. This is your wife again. To start off, honey, I want to tell you I love you very much. And, sweet, I do hope you've gotten the other records that I sent over to you. Listen, you, stay out of those pubs and away from those barmaids. Do they jitterbug there, honey? I bet they don't dance as nice as we do, though, and I bet they're not half as pretty. Don't worry about me because I'm all right, and I'll always be all right as long as I know you're going to come home to me. This is for you, Louie. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I've gotta love a man till I die.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
And now the flak is coming up in the sky. Looks like we're going to have a night tonight.
From the Mutual Newsroom in New York, at 8.09 a.m. Eastern Wartime, the German High Command accepts unconditional surrender.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mutual Studios in New York City. Franklin D. Roosevelt, the first president to be elected for four terms in the White House, has passed away. Vice President Harry Truman, who from here on will be President Truman, went immediately to the White House.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war.
They were looking up in the sky, trying to spot the airplane. And then she thought that there was a very big flash. She must have been blown away by the impact. The skin was just peeled off and hanging from her body.
The Japanese offer of unconditional surrender is official. It has been accepted.
Hallelujah. Call the press in. I've got a quotation. Tell the nation my guys come back no more. Blues for me.
The wrongs which we seek to condemn and punish have been so calculated, so malignant and so devastating.
The dead bodies were lying around everywhere, and you just had to step over them.
It was common practice to remove the skin from dead prisoners.
To plead guilty or not guilty to the charges against them.
The International Military Tribunal sentences you to death by hanging.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic,
An iron curtain has descended across the continent.
The United States should do whatever it is able to do, so as to permit the emergence of political and social conditions in which free institutions can exist.
Ukiratem dror baharetz lechol yosheveha.
There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one.
I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, do solemnly.
Now, where will a new administration begin? I shall go to Korea.
It has been labeled long before he became a member, as early as 1944.
Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator.
Right, let's
You've done enough. Have right. You no sense of decency, sir? Hey, Stella!
Here now to tell you about it is Walt Disney.
Welcome. We want you to share with us our latest and greatest dream, Disneyland.
If an enemy attack has been detected, take protective action immediately as instructed by local authorities. Go to a fallout shelter.
All right, let's take a few minutes right now and get acquainted with an A-bomb.
I'd say we've been very lucky around here. Nothing to do now but wait for orders from the authorities and relax.
America. I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. America, I can't stand my own mind.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Automobile in America. Chromium steel in America. Wires for free in America.
Very big deal in
America. Robinson waits. Here comes the pitch. And there goes a line drive to left field. Swan is after it. He leaps and throws his head against the wall. Upward wins.
The first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Óyeme, cachita, tengo una rumbita, pa' que tú la bailes como bailo yo.
Khrushchev is good friend, good Cuban friend.
Are you a communist?
Well, the history will tell what we are.
Óyeme, cachita!
You, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
Let the word go forth that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation.
This is Radio Moscow. Premier Khrushchev has sent a message to President Kennedy today. The Soviet government has ordered the dismantling of weapons in Cuba, as well as their creating and return to the Soviet Union.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Uhuru! 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 Kwamba Tanganyika ile tuliyopokea si Tanganyika ambayo kweli tunaweza.
He shall overcome.
My Lord,
he shall overcome.
The obligation to protect the traditions and sovereignty of this state is my obligation, and I will be present to bar the entrance of any Negro who attempts to enroll at the University of Alabama.
We had learned that the Greyhound bus station was serving Negroes at its lunch counter, so four of us went down that day to eat. We were served. A reporter came in to take a picture, and when he took the picture, a waitress came out. She was running and screaming at him and told him to leave, and she had a knife about 7 inches long. We continued eating and tried not to look at her.
Here's a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas.
A presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
My fellow Americans, I am about to sign into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Hey, listen to the man.
Hoc est anum corpus meum. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. Do this in memory of me.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
This is the dawning.
We have the opportunity to move not only toward the rich society and the powerful society, but upward to the great society.
We want black power. We want black power. We want black power.
Good morning, Vietnam.
The determination of all Americans to carry out our full commitment to the people and to the government of South Vietnam will be redoubled, yet we still seek no wider war.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
Indians, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for?
Men who mean just what they say.
Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. Accordingly, I shall not see, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
I have a dream this afternoon when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negroes in the spiritual of all, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty.
This is an NBC News Hotline special report.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot outside a Memphis motel this afternoon. His condition is not known at this time.
That was when I heard the shot ring out, and I rushed out on the balcony. I saw Dr. King lying about 40 feet away. I knew they had killed him.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
The demonstrators move back. Individuals caught in the middle of it.
The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder.
This afternoon, four persons, including two women, were shot and killed on the campus during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students.
Bring us together. That will be the great objective of this administration at the outset, to bring the American people together.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We must be in heaven, man! There is always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Grass. The lunatic is on the grass.
If the many allegations made to this day are true, then the burglars who broke into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee at Watergate were in effect breaking into the home of every citizen of the United States.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Our Constitution works.
We're here to serve notice that as we approach the 200th anniversary of our nation, we will no longer take second place or last place. Anyone. And we are here to build a practical, realistic political movement with the strength of millions of women behind it to win our objectives.
This is an NBC News Hotline report. Communist forces reportedly have invaded Saigon in heavy street fighting in what appears to be the beginning of the final battle for the South Vietnamese capital.
This is the legend of Muhammad Ali, the most popular fighter there ever will be. Ali fights great. He's got speed and endurance. If you sign to fight him, increase your insurance.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Elvis Presley, dead at the age of 42.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them.
Let there be no more wars or bloodshed between Arabs and Israelis.
Now it is time for all of us to show civil courage. Shalom, salam. Forever.
The U.S. Embassy in Tehran remains occupied by Iranian students demanding extradition of the Shah and a total break in relations with America. Although as many as 100 people are being held hostage, the State Department says there's no reason to panic. Ayatollah Khomeini today denounced the American Embassy in Tehran as a center of spying and plotting.
The United States of America and the People's Republic of China have agreed to recognize each other and to establish diplomatic relations as of January the 1st, 1979.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George, take thee, Diana Francis, to my wedded wife. With this ring, I thee wed.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office.
There is confirmation from the major wire services now that the American hostages are indeed aboard Algerian planes that have taken them from Tehran Airport.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Imagine all the people.
John Lennon was dead on arrival.
A quick series of explosions. President Reagan was getting in his limousine. He was pushed on into the back seat by one of the Secret Service agents. And there were three men lying on the ground. You could see them bleeding.
For answers to questions about AIDS, call 1-800-342-AIDS.
You know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Have a report that the vehicle has exploded.
You gentlemen may not agree that we should have been pursuing covert operations at the NSC, but we were.
Read my lips. No new access.
Bark out. Gag me with a spoon. Gross. I am sure.
Student protests in Beijing rage on. Hundreds of thousands of students, journalists, and workers converged on Tiananmen Square on Tuesday. The crowd stopped traffic and nearly surrounded the Great Hall of the People.
The professor did not count the bodies, but he watched them piled in ambulances and on trucks and taken away.
Nobody really thought that they would shoot into the people. They thought they would shoot over their heads.
Berlin's famous Freedom Bell rang out over the newly opened border.
I climbed over the wall.
I have been dreaming of this for years.
After 28 years, the East German government has thrown open the nation's prison-like Berlin Wall, and thousands of East and West Germans have been partying on the wall ever since.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak.
Let's describe to our viewers what we're seeing. The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated. We're seeing bright flashes going off all over the sky.
From the time you cross the border between Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, the sky becomes dark, the sun is obscured, and it is difficult to see things in the distance. For people emerging from 7 months of hostile occupation, the oil smoke is only one more of Saddam Hussein's crimes.
W-E-L-O-V-E
108
FM.
Fight the power! Fight the power!
Special report, verdict sparks violence.
Please, we can get along here. We all can get along. Let's try to work it out.
Fight the power! We got to fight the power!
Nelson Mandela!
I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against black domination.
I, William Jefferson Clinton, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The era of big government is over.
The Branch Davidian compound that we have come to know is gone.
The children of Abraham, the descendants of Isaac and Ishmael, have embarked together on a bold journey. Together, today, with all our hearts and all our souls, we bid them shalom. Salam.
Everybody, let's get out of here. Now, what's the electricity on?
Everybody else that we worked with is gone.
That was the force of this blast. Ross Simpson, Oklahoma City.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of penal code.
People look at profound events through the filter of MTV attention span. People get a microwave and they get impatient. Come on, I've been waiting here 10 seconds.
To all the people of Bosnia, let me say I look forward to being with you tomorrow in a land where the waste of war is finally giving way to the promise of peace.
It is a point to remember that of all the ironies about Diana, perhaps the greatest was this. A girl given the name of the ancient goddess of hunting was, in the end, the most hunted person of the modern age.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Now, Hong Kong people are to run Hong Kong. That is the promise, and that is the unshakable destiny.
If that's the last image of Michael Jordan, how magnificent is it?
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States.
The Senate adjudges that the respondent, William Jefferson Clinton, is not guilty as charged.
Daddy, what's it gonna be like in the year 2000?
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream, but I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of...
Well, I'm actually going to get a lot of money out of the bank right now, as we speak, because I'm worried that the banks aren't going to be able to give money out.
What do you think the Y2K thing is, and what do you think is going to happen, if anything?
I think there's a possibility with power problems. There could be possibility of computer problems as well, but I don't think it's the apocalypse.
So like I said, I am concerned, but I'm trying not to let it overwhelm me, and you're just agitating it right now.
We are not going to collapse. People are panic, and it's a little scary, but I'm pretty sure that everything is going to be okay.
It was quite a century. Thanks for listening to it. The technical director for VOA's Century in Sound and American's Perspective was Gary Spisler. The editor was Nancy Smart. Special thanks go to John Koch, John Busher, Chuck and Rita Rich, Bob Doty, Catherine Marquette, Larry James, Diane Kinich, and the Kitchen Sisters. To hear the Century in Sound again, to find out more about the specific sounds you heard, or to see an extended list of credits, please go to the VOA homepage at www.voa.gov and click on Century in Sound. I'm Adam Phillips. From all of us at the Voice of America, Happy New Year.